Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Temura. We are up to parak Bey's Mishnah Gimel. Chomer b'kachem mi b'temura. Regular kabbalas are more chomer than temura, but temura mi b'kachem, and in certain ways, temura more chomer than regular kabbalas. Shakachem osin temura. Regular kachem can affect the temura, vein temura as a temura, but a temura cannot affect another temura. Hatsi brava shutafim makdishim. A community and shutafim and a group of partners can be makdish a regular karban, avalom amir, but it's sibor and shutafim cannot affect temura. You could be makdish limbs of an animal or fetuses. Avalom amir, you cannot make a temura on limbs or fetuses. All of those halachos we've already learned in this mesechta. Chomer b'temura, a temura is more chomer than kachem animals. Shekedusha chala al balas mum kavua, because kedusha of a temura could be chal even if it has a mum kavua, as opposed to the original kedusha of an animal cannot on a regular carbon cannot be. Then yotzul chulin ligazuz ilaved. That even if it's sold or you're poda it, it does not become chulin to allow you to do giza va'avoda. But a regular balmum that you're makdish as a karban does not really ever have kedushas mizbeach. It only has kedushas damim. So if you're poda it, then you're allowed to do giza va'avoda with it. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll give you another example of how tamura is more chamer than regular kabanos. Also shogig b'mezid b'tamura. We treat shogig the same as mezid when it comes to tamura. I mean, if you make an animal a tamura and you b'shogig mentioned the wrong animal, the halacha is that it still takes effect. V'lasa shogig k'mezid b'muktashim, but we don't have such a din when it comes to regular kodesh. That if you wanted to be makdish a certain animal and you misspoke and you said a different animal, the one that you said does not become kadosh. Rabbi Lazar Omer, hakalayim, an animal that's klayim, that's a mixture of two different breeds, vahatrefa, or an animal that is a trefa viyotze dofen, or an animal that was born by C-section, tumtum vandroganus, an animal that has unclear or dual genitalia, lo kachim v'lo makdishim. It is not, it does not become kodesh as tamura, and nor can it be makdish other things as a tamura if it's the original animal that had kedusha. Mishnah Dalet. I'm sorry, Perikimul Mishnah Aleph, new Perik. Eilu kachim she vladoseim utmuroseim keyotzeben. The following kachim, the following karbanos, have its vlados, its children, and its tamuras are treated the same exact way they are. They have the same dinim of the karban, of the original karban. Vlad shlamim utmurasan. The vlad of a shlamim and the tamura of a shlamim, uvladan, and the vlad of the tamura of the shlamim. Vlad Vladan at Sofa Olam, and the Vlad of the Vlad all the way until however many generations, Hare Iluka Shlamim. They all have the same Kedusha of Karb Shlamim. You have to bring on the Mizbeach like a Shlamim. Utu Unim Smicha Unasachim, and you need to do Smicha on it, you need to bring the Nasachim along with each one. Utunufa Chaz Vishok, and you need to wave the thigh and the breast of the animal. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Vlad Shlamim Lo Yikrav Shlamim, that the Vlad of a Shlamim is not brought as a carbon shlamim, because you might then want to keep a shlamim around in order for it to reproduce itself and make more shlamims. We don't want you keeping animal, holy animals around. You should take care of them right away. V'cham say, yes, you can bring it as a shlamim. Amar Rabbi Shimon, lo nechleku al vlad vlad. The Chacham and Rabbi Lazar do not disagree about a grandchild of a shlamim, v'al vlad vlad tamura, or the grandchild of a tamura, shelo yikrav. That for sure you shouldn't be makriv. V'al ma nechlu, what do they argue about? Al vlad, only the first generation vlad of a shlamim, Rabbi Lazar amar lo yikrav, v'cham amar yikrav. That's where you have machlokes. Rabbi Lazar and Chama, you should be makrivit. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua, Rav Papias, Rabbi Yeshua and Rav Papias were made of vlad shlamim, sheikrav shlamim. That of vlad shlamim actually is brought as a carbon shlamim. Amar Rabbi Papias, ani meyer shaisa lenu parat zivche shlamim. He says, I remember we had a cow that was zivche shlamim. V'achalnu b'pesach, and we brought it on Pesach, and we ate it on Pesach. V'achalnu vlad shlamim b'chag, and then it's vlad we ate on Shavuos. So we brought both of them on the mizbeach, and therefore it's a a raya that you could bring the Vlad on the Mizbeach. So to summarize what we learned today, in Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel, we said that there are certain chumras that Tamura has over Kachim and vice versa. Kachim can affect Tamura, Tamura cannot. A Tzibar and a Shutfim can be Maktish a carbon, but cannot create Tamura. You could be Maktish Evarim and Ubarim, but you cannot do Tamura of Evarim and Ubarim. And then the chumras that Tamura has is that Kedusha of Tamura could be Chal even if it has a Mum Kavua, and there's no way to be Podeh to allow for Gizv Avoda. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda said that when it comes to Tamura, it happens even if you do it B'shogeg as opposed to when you're Maktish an animal. And Rabbi Eliezer added that Klayim and Trefa and Yotzi Dovin and Tumtum and Androgynous do not become holy, nor can they be Maktish other animals through Tamura. And then in Parakimel Mishnah Aleph, we said that a Vlad Shlamim and its Tamura and all the generations down are all of the status of a Karmel Shlamim, where you bring on the Mizbeach and require Smicha and Nesachim and Tzinuvas Chas of a Shok. But Rabbi Eliezer said that there's a Din to Rabbanan that a Vlad Shlamim cannot be brought as a Karmel Shlamim, only the Chum hold that it can be. So Rabbi Shimon frames the Machlok as that if it's a Vlad Vlad of a Shlamim or a Vlad Vlad of a Tamura, then everyone's going to agree you're not allowed to be Makrovit Mita Rabbanan. The whole Machlokas is the first generation. The Rabbi Eliezer says not to be Makrovit, and the Chum say yes to be Makrovit. And Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Papia said, you know, we once had a Vlad Shlamim that was brought as a Karban Shlamim. And Rabbi Papia said, I even remember that we had a Karban Shlamim that we ate on Pesach, and we ate the Vlad of that Karban on Shavuot. So obviously you're allowed to bring it. Okay, Beth Shem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis.